Similarly, a managed economy on a national scale needs public investment to flourish. When government invests in public goods like roads, airports, public transit, schools, and solar panels, economic growth soars, just as it does when you put a roof over a farmer's market. Finally, a managed market recognizes the need for the state to buffer shocks and surprises. When the growth of the suburbs and supermarkets threatened the viability of a central downtown market, local government in Lancaster stepped in to modernize the market, and a nonprofit managing the market helps ensure a balance of vendors that can serve the local community and tourists alike. Today, Amish women wearing traditional bonnets serve fresh-baked pies steps away from a stand of Middle Eastern foods and another selling mozzarella cheese made from local goat's milk. At a national level, monetary and fiscal authorities employ macroeconomic policy to mitigate the blows of unexpected crises. Just last year, in response to the pandemic, the Federal Reserve took rates to zero, restarted its bond buying program, and broke new ground by moving into corporate and municipal debt markets. Meanwhile, the political leaders of both parties passed three emergency aid bills to keep tens of millions of Americans out of poverty and tens of thousands of businesses above water. We have always used regulation, public investment, and macroeconomic management to make our economy work, but we've done so sporadically and often weakly because we've told ourselves a different story about how the economy works. It's time for the story we tell to match the reality of economic growth and to fully embrace the opportunity that creates. We can look at shifting attitudes on child care. Free market orthodoxy told parents with young kids that they were on the hook to find and pay for affordable, safe child care. A managed market outlook recognizes the obvious. Cheap access to good child care makes it easier for parents, particularly mothers, to join the labor force, boosting economic activity. In many cases, it also improves educational outcomes for their kids. Virtually all Democrats and almost three-quarters of Republicans support the idea of offering optional public pre-K to all 3- and 4-year-olds, and nearly half of the Republicans go further and support universal child care from birth to age 5.